Welcome to another episode of Spirit of an Athlete. I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and on this episode, I am going to share bubble work. Bubble work is probably one of my favorite things to teach. On the episode I recorded with Laura Ordeal, we talked about the difference between a sympath and an empath. And the people who come to me in body whisper healing tend to be sympaths. So what's the difference? A sympath sympathetically feels all the energy around them. An empath knows that they feel it and can control it. So this is where bubble work comes in. Now, my first teacher, Cable Jones, taught me shielding. And I know some of you have probably heard that term. Shielding feels to me very masculine, heavy. It feels like I have to either wear armor or carry shields all around me. And well, that's kind of daunting. My second teacher, Melissa Seaman, taught me bubble work. And I would like to share it with you so that you can start to become more of an empath than a sympath. So, what in the world am I talking about? So if you're empathetic and you feel other people's stuff and you've decided to hunker down at home because you just don't want to be out in public feeling other people's crap, well, you're a sympath that needs to learn how to become an empath so that you can rejoin society. Because we were meant to be in public. We were meant to be social beings. We were given these brains and these mouths in order to communicate and share. In fact, I watched a TED talk where one of the researchers explained that the people who live the longest, the number one factor is not how they eat or how they sleep, or how many supplements they take, or what medications they were on or avoided, or how healthy they even were. It had everything to do with how social they are. So if you're looking to live a long, healthy life, you're going to want to conquer going out in public and being social without having to feel everybody's crap. In 2016 or 2017, Cable Jones came up to me at a conference and he was like, "You're in pain, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm an athlete. I've been an athlete my whole life. So yeah, I've got pain." And he was like, no, you like have pain everywhere." And I looked at him like, "Oh, how do you know so much about me? And we've never really even met." And he said, "You know, most of the pain that you're feeling in your body is actually not yours." And I was like, "Okay, I'll bite. What do you mean?" And he was like, "How about I show you instead of tell you?" And so he explained to me how to put up a barrier. And the way that it worked best for me at that time was to imagine that I was in a tube of water. Now, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a water sign. So this one, like, I was like, okay, yeah, that was the initial hit. And he said for him, what he does, his name is Cable, he likes to use electrical cables around him to create his shielding. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to put this tube of water around me, and it's going to ground me and protect me from everyone else's energy. And so I did it, and immediately pain started to go away in my body. And I was like, okay, whatever we just did, it worked. But carrying around this big water tube wasn't sticky for me. When Melissa Seaman introduced the bubble, I was like, okay, I can get on board with that. I can picture myself as Glinda the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz. Jump inside of my bubble and float around in it all day long. Well, I'm not going to float around. In fact, guess what it does? It grounds me and it protects me from everybody else's energy. so that I can discern what's mine and what's theirs. As humans, we all have the ability to feel other people's energy. When you think about your physical space that you like to maintain when you're in public, that is the same thing as your bubble. So if you like to keep people at arm's length, that's your bubble. If you like people to be a little closer, you like a little snuggle, that is your bubble. So now you can imagine Glinda the Good Witch and how much room do I like to keep when I'm out in public away from other people. Now you know where your bubble's at. Now let's close your eyes and imagine this bubble. What color is it? What material is it made out of? How movable is it, or malleable? Can you push it away from you? Can you push it so far that you don't even touch it with your hands? How thick is your bubble? Are you starting to imagine this? Excellent. So I'm going to take you now through a practice that Melissa has taught me, and I have practiced probably thousands of times at this point. It is a daily practice for me so that I can get in my bubble, harness my energy in my bubble, fill my bubble with my energy, which happens to be something that Reiki masters do also, clean my bubble, heal my bubble, and then clear all the space around me. And then add bubbles to a bunch of things that, well, I probably use throughout the day, like my home, my land, my car, my office. You can put a bubble on anything, anything inanimate. You cannot put bubbles on other people. You can imagine their bubble, but you've got to get permission to add bubbles to other people. So let's go through this exercise. Go ahead and close your eyes. I'm going to do it with you. So we're going to use our breath, and on this first set, we're going to bring our energy back into our body, and we're going to imagine a white pillar of light coming into the center of our body. So on your first inhale, bring in that light, and on your exhales, you're just going to feel into it, using your own breath and your own timing. Bring in the pillar of light, filling up just a little bit more, pulling the energy back in from all the different places that it has gone off to. If you've been working with other people or you've been at the grocery store and had to interact with the humans, bring your energy back. Filling yourself all the way to the top of your head with this white pillar of light. And just noticing how you feel now that it's in your body. Hopefully it's a pillar taking up space. So on our next set of breaths, we're going to move the light that we've created in the center of us out to the extents of us. On the inhale, pushing this white light out into the body, all the way to the toes, into your hips and your pelvic bowl. And on the exhale, we're just feeling into it and how this new energy in your body feels. And as we do this, filling up with white light, we're kicking out any energy that does not serve us in our highest good. Filling up every crack, corner, crevice. Yeah. Then on the next set of three breaths, or as many breaths as it takes for me to explain what to do, we're going to see our bubble, and then we're going to sweep our bubble clean. And I start at the top so that all the dust can fall down to the ground. And on the exhale, I flush it through the bottom membrane of the bubble so that Mother Earth can take the dirt, the grime, the gook, back. And if you want to add a little bit of a different breath here, Melissa likes to do a sweeping breath. And flush it down. And you can use that breath so that you get a little activating breath as you're cleaning your bubble. And if you're doing that breath, it might take you a little longer than if you just do a big sweep, inhale, and exhale, flush it down. But ultimately, we want to start with a clean bubble. Clearing it all the way down to the bottom, behind you, on the floor, and sweeping it out of our bubble on the exhale. And now that we have a clean bubble, we want to heal our bubble up. So healing our bubble, what this looks like is maybe we have some splats out of our bubble, or maybe we have some scratch marks or some bruises or some dents, or maybe our bubble is a little misshapen in spots, or burn marks, tears. We want to heal up all of these spots so that our bubble is complete, so that our bubble can contain our energy and maintain everyone else's energy outside of it. So again, looking up at the top of your bubble and then around maybe to the backside of your bubble, checking to see where these dings, scratches, claw marks, dents, bruises, tears, burn marks, holes, splats exist, and heal them up. For me, I like to imagine that there's this layer of foam that you would spray like on your tires on the inside and the outside of the bubble. And then as it falls off and goes down to the ground and into Mother Earth, the bubble is healed. And I do that in layers from the top all the way down, similar to how I swept my bubble. Now that we've healed up our bubble, we can take the energy that we pushed out into the extents of our body and push it all the way to the extents of our bubble, filling up our bubble with white light, and then feeling into how that feels in our body, in our bubble. Then we can tune our bubble to this energy. We can get our energy and our bubble's energy to match each other. We can do that on the inside of the bubble and the outside of the bubble. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to jump outside your bubble and look at it. Maybe reach through your bubble, use a tuning fork, an imaginary tuning fork, and ting it so that it matches your energy. This becomes something playful. It becomes something that makes you feel safe. It becomes something that allows you to know where your boundaries are and practice using those boundaries. If you'd like, you can open your eyes now slowly. So one of the things that I like to do when playing with my bubble, maybe at the grocery store. I especially love to do this at the airport. When people are walking towards you, you can get a sense of where your bubble exists relative to what they're experiencing. And you can play with pushing the bubble out a little bit farther or pulling it in a little closer and see how people move around you. You can play with thickening your bubble so that you have extra protection, or you can play with thinning out your bubble. It's just play and imagination. But ultimately, it comes down to intention. The intention here is to really know where your space exists, where you feel most comfortable, And then allowing others to know, just energetically, not verbally, but energetically know where your boundary exists. It's a beautiful practice that helps us on so many levels. And hopefully, by you listening to this, you might practice this on a daily basis like I do, so that your bubble can be strong and you can start to discern whether you're feeling all your own energy or maybe feeling other people's energy. We all have the ability to do what I do. We all have the ability to feel what other people are feeling, whether that's sympathetically or empathetically. So use your bubble, practice, and hopefully you'll see positive changes in your life because of it. Thank you, Melissa Seaman, for sharing your bubble practice with me and allowing me to share it with others. Go practice your bubble work and drop some comments so that I know that you're doing it and that this lands for you, and so I can share more like this with you, because, man, there's a vast amount of knowledge that I could share over and over and over again, and I want to know if you want it too. So drop a comment. Of course, like the episode, subscribe to my channel, Body Whisper Healing, either on YouTube or here or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Spirit of an Athlete podcast. If you're struggling with your own gut issues and want more direction, you can get an initial body scan from Amanda at bodywhisperhealing.com. In 20 minutes, you can find out what's wrong, get clarity, map a path forward, and get on track to get back in your game. If this episode hits the spot, please let us know by rating, reviewing, and sharing it with a friend. Subscribe now to hear more inspiring stories from other female college athletes who overcame their health issues. Want more, Amanda? Get inspired by finding more at bodywhisperhealing.com.